Well, today, Pocahontas Area High School band instructor Jenna Phillips, our guest. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hopefully a good weekend coming up for you and your high school band because you have a state contest already.
Yes, we do. It is on October 8th at Dodger Stadium in Fort Dodge.
Now, this is a big deal because there's a lot of high school bands that come from a large area, right?
It's very true. There's 18 bands performing throughout the day.
And is this location, do you always go to Fort Dodge, I guess is what I'm trying to ask?
Yes, we always do. They have a really great performance area for us, and we really enjoy going there.
Okay, so with 18 bands, what time is your time? How early in the day, midday, what time?
We are at 9:50, and this is open to the public, so people are invited to come. And the admission is $6 for adults, so we want to have a nice crowd cheering for us at 9:50.
How have you done in the past when it comes to this state contest?
We've done pretty well in the past. We've got a large group this year, 87 students involved, and we just really enjoy marching band, and it is our last performance of the season.
Well, I know I had the great opportunity and good fortune to see your band perform earlier this season. Tell us, our listeners, what numbers and maybe how many you get to perform.
Well, we're going to be performing three numbers. We have a classic rock show, which is really fun for everyone. Mm-hmm. Our first number is Paint It Black, and then we'll be performing Old Time of Rock and Roll. And we're finishing up with A Dream On by Aerosmith, which features Lindsay Hubble on the saxophone and Maddie Grebner on flag.
All right. You got some Seeger and then start out with the Rolling Stones. All good stuff. Good work.
It's fun.
I like the choices. Now, tell me about your game plan for the day, because what time do you get up? What time do you arrive? You're probably not allowed to prepare or practice, I'm assuming. Are you?
Well, we'll be leaving here pretty early. We arrive to the high school. We get to change and we get to warm up on their practice field before heading over to the stadium.
Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah, it is. Well, best of luck to you and your high school band. I hope you do very, very well.
Well, thank you so much.
Jenna Phillips joins us today for the Pocahontas Area School Spotlight, something we share with you each and every Friday right here on Mix 101.7.